your prayers. And we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. And we'll just set your own personal bodhicitta motivation. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om mune mune maha munaye soha. The Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra is on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. So let's read the stanza first and then say the mantra seven times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis life. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Now the four measurables in English. Let's read that three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be separate from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. So if you could please turn the page to 37. At the bottom you see two mantras. So let's chant the mantra for the Buddha of compassion, and then eight times, and then Green Tara's mantra seven times, and she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om mani padme hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you. The children are welcome to go to their class.
Good morning. How's the weather? The cat says beautiful weather. please, would you mind to take maybe one moment to introduce to yourself, to each other? Vamos lá. Kamala, you have like 7.9. Do you know where
I
we start?
We're on the fourfold path. We talked about human accumulation of marriage, purifying karma.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two are...
Thank you. The cat teaches me how to do nap meditation. One of the best meditations. How to nap. Oh yeah, thank you. So, So, I'm kind of like explaining this text, what I call like seven point, mind training teaching. So, sutra, explaining that maybe last, several months, yeah. Actually, it can be done in one day, so it took like 7 months, few months. So here, so I think roughly explain, already explain, I think, so probably maybe a brief review. What do you call Jowashide, Tabjicho, Jowashide, I think Jowashide, Tabjicho, so yeah, Jowashide, Tabjicho. Here, the way they translate it here is like fourfold practice is the most excellent method. excellent method, you know, excellent method. First of all, to protect peace of mind. That's most important. Protect one's own peace of mind. So then, of course, from there, so then to serve others, you know, for betterment of others, you know, to provide service for the well-being of other sentient beings, other living beings. So that's the way to be, or that's the way to reach happiness. To offer service to others. So that's why this is an excellent method. First, you know, to protect your peace of mind. So then, you know, think about like, according to Buddhist philosophy, you know, everything is dependent. You know, there's no independence. Everything is dependent. What do you think? Is there independent? Everything is dependent. You know? Everything is dependent. Relative. You know? Everything is relative. Because of here, then you can talk about there. No, without here, you can't talk about there. No, it's all relatives. Because of tall, then you talk about short. If there's no short, there'll be no tall. So everything is dependent, no? Interdependent. Interdependent, no? So if that's the case, no? I'm not sure what you think. Everything is interdependent. So, problems, complications, difficulties, happiness, joy, pleasures, everything's dependent. Has to have cause. What do you think? So, then now the question is, what's the cause of joy, happiness? What's the cause? What is the cause? So that question is, what is the cause? Yeah, what is the cause? So, according to Buddhist teachings, the cause of happiness is called merit. Merit, for the sake of knowledge, is called merit. So now, what is merit? And how you create merit? What is merit? So that comes down on what goes round, comes round. I say, what goes round, comes round. So now you think about what goes round. Or cat, or who? What goes round? Actually, that saying in America, what goes round, comes round, it is talking about causality. It's talking about causality. If you be nice to someone, someone's going to be nice to you. If you're going to mean to someone, you can expect that person going to be nice to you because you are mean to that person. That's probably not going to happen. That's causality. You know, it's nothing to do with religion. It's causality. You know? Even the animals, if you be nice to them, so they are going to be nice to you. If you are going to mean to them, they won't even come close to you. You know? So that's what it means. What goes round comes round. You know? Actually, it's talking about causality. merit is for the sake of knowledge, okay, for the sake of knowledge. So if you wonder what Buddhists say about cause of happiness, yeah, Buddhism says cause of happiness is like merit. So merit is like a positive deeds. The positive deeds that's created through three doors. Body, speech and mind. Three doors. Body, speech and mind. Speech, you know, saying like, saying something nice. Is it nice to be cool? Nice to be cool. Huh?
Cool.
Why you say, not cruel, like not cruel. Cool. Is it nice to be cool? That's hard to believe. Never been cool. That's hard to believe. No, so, yeah. That is probably, you know, like, what is the difference between is nice to be cool or is nice to be warm? Is there a difference? Are we talking about temperature? I'm not sure. Are we talking about temperature or what? I'm not sure. It sounds like, when you say cool, it sounds like you're talking about temperature. I'm not sure.
Cool can have maybe three different meanings. One is temperature. One is like you're sort of fashionable, hip, you know, you're on top of everything that's fashionable and everybody looks up to you. And then there's cool, like you say, keep cool when somebody gets angry. So cool can mean any of those things.
Oh.
So if you mean temperature, one is don't be angry, one is, you know, like be relaxed, and one is be trendy and fashionable.
Is it nice to be cool? Is it temperature? I'm not sure. Is this talking about temperature or what? I'm not sure.
When it's 110 out, it's nice to be cool.
When I say, is it nice to be cool?
Yes, 110. Well, all of them
are
nice.
Is it nice to be snow? No. That's temperature.
Yeah.
It's just joking. No. So, merit, you know, merit. So, like, merit created by speech, merit created by mind, merit created by physical body. So that, you know, that cause, that's the cause. So then the result will be goodness. Result will be goodness. Okay, so that's the first, you know, like, fourfold, brief review. For the sake of knowledge, fourfold practice. So, accumulation, merit. Sake of your own happiness. That's all, sake of your own happiness. If you are happy, more likely there will be positive impact people around you. If you are happy, oh, so that's important. No, happy doesn't mean like kind of like jumping up and down, you know, kind of excited. That's not that kind of happiness. No, happiness doesn't mean you have to jump up and down. Always kind of like content, you know, deep down, always kind of content. Content, you know, always deep down, content. So that kind of happiness, not like excitement, okay? You know, so in the reality, just think about who wants to hear, including yourself. Just ask. Who wants to hear harsh word? Who? You? Nobody else. There's nothing to do with religion. There's a fact. This is reality. So if you don't want to hear harsh word, and how you expect someone else want to hear harsh word? Nobody. Everybody, including myself, including the cat, seeking happiness every single second, no differences between you and others, no differences. That's the fact. Everybody is trying to avoid even the slightest problems. That's another fact. So, it's very important to recognize, it's very important to not just understand, to be aware of understanding. Be aware of understanding. How do you say? Not just see, be aware of seeing. How do you say? Not just see, that you are aware that you are seeing. I'm not sure how you say. Like that? Oh yeah. Oh. So be aware, not just understand, just be aware. Be aware of your knowledge, your understanding or your understanding. So that understanding is critical. It's very, very critical for your own happiness. It's very, very critical for your own happiness. Everybody, every second, looking for happiness. Nobody looking for problems. And everybody is trying to avoid slightest difficulties. Everybody. American, Tibetan, monk, cat, dog, squirrel in the backyard, everybody, bird in the backyard, everybody. The minute you open your eyes, that's what we do. So it's need to understand that, you know, need to understand. It's very, very important to have that kind of understanding or deeper understanding or deeper understanding. Oh. So then your perception of the world change. Your perception of the world change. You see, you don't see as a Christian, as a Buddhist, atheist, black, white, brown, yellow. You don't see, you just see someone who's looking for happiness. That's what you see. That's what you see, someone who's looking for happiness every single second. Oh, that's what you see. Therefore, wish is the fundamental things. Therefore, wish other to be happy. Your happiness begin. Oh. Wish other to be happy, your happiness begin. Why? Because you create the cause. You create the cause for happiness. That's why. You create the cause for happiness. That's why your happiness will begin. Oh. So that's the, you know, like, therefore, like, that is the cause, everything's interdependent. There's nothing such a thing called independent. Everything's interdependent. Everything's relative. Everything's relative. His cause. Oh, his cause. Oh. If you plant the seed of chili, habanero, what do you call habanero? Habanero? Habanero. You can't expect it to turn into apple. But the apple is not going to grow. I don't think apple is going to grow. Oh, yeah, so that's cause, okay, for the sake of knowledge. So now, second one. So see, you know, everybody has something to feel bad about. Everybody has something to feel bad about. Right? Everybody has something to feel bad about. Oh, everybody. Oh, because well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Oh. According to Buddhism, perfection is beyond samsara. It's called liberation, moksha, enlightenment. That's perfection. Here, no perfections. It's like, here is kind of like complicated. Sorry to say, but it's kind of complicated. Everything comes with the complications. A brand new leather sofa comes with the complications. If you have cat. Everything comes with the complications. Everything. So that's the reality. That's the fact. There's nothing much you can do. If you're really tired of that, what do? You seek liberations. You seek ultimate freedoms from all this, you know, like complications. According to Buddhism, it's called moksha. It's called liberations. Oh. So I think that also helps you to reduce unrealistic expectations that we have. It will automatically reduce if you understand the nature of samsara. What is samsara? Nature of samsara. Nature of samsara, what it means? It means like there's always something. No matter what, there's always something. You can go to all the way to Machu Picchu, Peru, you'll find something that makes you unhappy. You can climb Mount Everest, but you know, and then you'll find something that will make unhappy. This is nature of samsara. So just need to recognize that. Just recognize that. Or you can expect, oh, you'll be happy all the time. Probably more like that's not going to happen. So sorry to say, it's not going to happen. Why? No, it's complicated. It's complicated. No? Complicated. No? So everybody has something to feel bad about. What do you do? What do you do now? What do you do? Question is, what do you do? When you feel bad, what do you do? So I remember one quote. Somebody says, Every sunset, or probably begins with sunrise. Every sunrise has an invitation for us to rise, brighten up someone's day. Make sense? Every sunrise, that's beautiful, I'm saying. Every sunrise has an invitation to rise. Don't need to sink with your feeling. You can rise. Every sunrise is opportunities to rise. Oh, you don't need to sink with your feelings. You don't need to sink. See, the feeling, say, it's like, for example, it's aluminium. So, but mine has little tool, aluminium, so, you know that. If it's like this, ball, if it's dense, it will sink. If you know how to make it flat, same weight, it won't sink, it will flow. That I did not make this up. It's already been said in the book, probably 100 years ago. I just, you know, like guys, just repeating that. You know, that example that you used. You know, you can you, even though you have something, you feel something bad about something, you don't have to think. You can rise every day. Every sunrise. It's an invitation. It's a beautiful saying. Somebody said, every sunrise is an invitation to rise. Then you can probably hear something shine. Rise and shine. You can probably hear something there shine. To brighten up someone's days. You know? Then next said, cherishing other is the door to happiness. Cherishing other is the door to happiness. That makes sense. It makes perfectly sense. Cherishing others' door to happiness. It probably makes sense. So that's why you brighten up someone's day. So what do you do when you feel bad about something? What do? You don't have to think. You can rise. So then that, you know, leads to the second fold practice. That leads to the, you know, to purify, to heal. To heal, to purify. Maybe there's a number of different ways to purify. Okay, so briefly review. So now the third one is called making offering to, how you say?
Malevolence.
What is malevolence? What is malevolence?
It's like wishing badness. Malevolence is evil, bad.
Jumbuza. What is evil?
Causing harm.
No.
Causing great harm.
Is that people? Is that people or what?
Well, can be.
Is it only refers to people or what?
No. People, places.
What else? Animals?
Yeah.
What else?
Spirit.
Spirit? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's spirit in America. Spirit, what is spirit? What is spirit? Now, what is spirit?
Ghost.
Ghost.
How many people believe in ghosts?
Does ghost exist in America?
Yeah. Finally, if they have a bad ghost, and if they can cross
the border. Huh? What do you say?
If they can get the right visa, they are here. They're just stuck in Europe or whatever.
What? Maybe in English.
There's no such thing as evil.
There's no such thing as evil.
There's no such thing as evil.
Oh. That's also very deep point. So, is it just perceptions? Is it just perceptions? Because, so I'm just asking you. So I ask every Sunday to put questions here. Nobody put questions. So then I start to ask questions to you. Force, that kind of jumbo. So, should I leave this out? Number three? I'm not sure, spirit. Do you believe there's another universe?
Yes.
Do you believe there's another realm? How do you say realm? Other realms. Do you believe there's other realms? Do you think that we are the only human on this planet, or there's another human? That we never have contact? Or you think that we are the only human? There's another human?
If you mean by human, you know.
I don't mean like in human in Nepal. I don't mean like that. So, like, is there another human that has the...
What is your definition of human? Someone who has the capacity to think, gasoline, and benefit from the Dharma?
Yeah.
You know, by human, what do you mean? Someone who has the capacity of mind to kind of think,
how many
and choose actions?
How many different types of human realms in the universe?
Millions.
In the universe?
Millions.
No, no. How many different types of, not human being, I'm not saying human being, how many different types of human realms? In the universe. There cannot be millions. There cannot be millions. There's too many.
Okay, I'm confused. Sorry.
Human realms. How many different types of human realms? Oh. So that's why, in that sense, I'm not sure. I'm just asking you a question. I'm not sure. So... According to Buddhist cosmology, there are three more human realms in the universe. Three more human realms. So, so one of them lives, I think their lifespan is definite. They live 250 years, they live. Another human realm, they live 500 years. Another human realm, they live 1,000 years. So that's what guaranteed. In our world, northern world, what we call, for example, that lifespan is not definite. No, it varies. It varies. Then there's no different, the size of the body is like difference. In our realms, pretty much like, what is the tallest person in our realm?
Seven.
Seven, yeah. So usually this, 24 of this, 24 fingers become one. What do you call this?
Forearm.
Huh?
Forearm.
Forearm. 24 fingers become one forearm. So I never measure, maybe you can measure, I'm not sure, that's what the text says. 24 of this become one forearm. Forearm, now it's kind of complicated. Forearm, let's go forearm, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you call? Forearm times four become, what do you call this?
Arm span.
Span?
Arm span.
Yeah, span, you know what is span. So that's probably the same length as your body, if you measure. That's probably the same length of your height. Your four, span?
Span.
Our arm span is like length of your, size of your, length of your body. So that's how they measure the text long, long time ago, Buddhist cosmology. So, yeah, 7 feet. Then, yeah, maybe other human realms, they probably has like, we have like 5 feet, 5 feet, five point five or 5'7" something, that's the tallest. Other realm probably they have like, 40 feet or something like that. Then it gets higher and higher and higher. So I'm not sure they play basketball. But if they play the basketball, they are going to be the champion. So anyway, the other realms, the size is like multiplies, So I think like sometimes ago I tried to measure, but then like it's like 40 feet or something like that. 40 feet, that's really tall, 40 feet. Anyway, so according to Buddhist cosmology, there's another three human realms. So I'm not sure we don't communicate with them, but you know, doesn't mean they are not there. They are there. So similarly, there are many things there. So doesn't mean we can't say, oh, that's not there because we don't see. Oh, I think that the, one of the masters says, no, the science still has a lot of, has the, there are a lot of things to catch up. The science needs to be developed. Now, it's still not fully developed. It needs to be fully developed. So then maybe slowly, who knows. Then, you know, through meditation, probably there's a way to communicate through meditations. So then other than that, probably scientific, you know, science probably eventually they will find. So you see, now we used to see more things. Now we used to see more things than we see more things than we used to see. We used to see, you know, before we see very little. So now we see more. So could be, you know, the prophecy. Anyway, so now there's a, sorry, so there's just a, it's not that important, so it's not just important. It's very interesting. So I'm not sure what science says, you know, like the evolution of universe. People used to live like long time. They used to live thousands of years. Then, you know, it's then kind of like goes down. Then probably they used to probably live like only 10 years. That's the text said. I'm not sure. That's the text said, you know. So very interesting that, like, according to Christianity, also they also talk about, because like the, how is the way the problem started, there's always a link to some kind of desire. No. so probably not good there, so sorry, so that's probably not that important. So then the third one is like the second one is like, you know, what do you do when you feel bad? You know, you don't have to think, so you need to do something. So it's called purification practice. So third one is like jumbo. It's called jumbo. Jumbo, you know. So then somebody say ghost, somebody say spirit. Or there are you know, like how is there? There are, you know, like things that are around, so you can't say they are simple, they don't exist because you don't see. That's not best answer. So then what do you do? So then, you know, you don't fight with them, you be kind. Be kind. Make offerings, being kind. So you have no idea, probably they are probably suffering more than you do. You know, so you be kind, so that's the best way to eliminate any like evil force, to be kind. Even though you feel something, you be kind, you pray for them, and you make offerings, and you through ritual practice, so you can, you make feel them good, so then they will not harm, they do no harm. Okay, so the kindness. So then, what Arman said here, you know, like, if you learn to be kind no matter what kind of circumstance, so then that you could say one way, you could say, oh, there's no evil. There's no evil. Because you don't see evil. Even though there are certain people evil, but you don't see them as evil, you see them as something to be kind, to benefit, something to be kind. Oh. So then the last one is called, what's called offering torma. What is torma? Torma is like ritual cake that you make, ritual cake, for the sake of knowledge, again, ritual cake. So there's like six substances you mixed. It's called three white, three sweet. Three white, three sweet. What's three white? Yogurt, butter, milk. That's called three white. That's three sweet. Three sweet, sugar, honey, then for brown sugar, honey.
White sugar.
I don't remember, but they remember much better than I do. So yeah, so there's three. Then you mix that, then you make kind of shape, different shape based on different types of ritual practice. You make shapes, different shapes, you know. So then you make offerings. they're called torma. Torma means usually ritual cakes made out of dough or samba or whatever you see, different, sometimes see red color, white color. Red color is dedicated for, wrathful practice. So then white color refers to peaceful activities, wrathful activities. Then based on that peaceful activity, all the ritual cakes color is going to be white. Or wrathful activities, all the ritual cakes are going to be red. And sometimes it's going to be black. So that's, you perform. Dharma protectors. So this is very foreign to your ear, very, very foreign to your ear. So, yeah, it's very common in Tibetan community. So, almost every family has some kind of protectors that is associated with the family. So then, generation after generations, they're trying to, make offering to that, kind of like protectors. It's called Dharma protector. That's okay. That's kind of conclude or sums up this four practice. Okay. Jowashi, fourfold practice, Tabjicho, excellent method to protect your peace of mind, okay? So now that's, So now I'll move on here. So, what do you think of a protector? What do you think of protectors? Anybody want to say something, please? Protectors. What is the meaning of protectors? Dharma protectors.
Keep from harm.
Oh, protectors. So this one here, you see that their tanka, they're behind the pillar here. So that is what is called zambala. Zambala is like the deity of wealth. Wealth. Deity of wealth. But there's many image. Anyway. Okay, maybe just not important in America, probably not important. What do you think? Dharma protector. You have very powerful government, so no need for that.
Geshe-la, would a protector be someone who, a deity who helps protect our mind from afflictions? From, negative thoughts?
So, Greek civilizations, they have do they call protectors? They have also many things. Many,
Many deities.
They're basically protectors. Protector?
Not really.
Huh?
They're called gods.
They are not protector?
No, they're not.
Oh, that's interesting.
They can do kind acts,
Gods in Greek mythology are fairly self-serving. They have a lot of self-cherishing, Geshe-la.
Yeah, okay, so that's too difficult. Maybe just leave out. Please.
So I was just going to say, like, it seems to me like when I want protection, I'm usually having fearful thoughts in my mind.
Mm.
And so I want some protection. I feel like maybe I can't protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that if no one in the whole world ever had those thoughts about doing harm or someone doing harm to us, harm would not happen. So the trick to it is to get our mind not to focus on the fearful things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are protected, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And
makes
so,
sense, yeah.
So when I go for protection in my mind to a deity or whatever, hopefully what happens is I get the fearful thought out of my mind.
Yeah, very good point.
And
yeah.
then I won't be afraid and I won't be thinking about harm. And if everyone did that, and if no one was thinking about harm, then harm would not happen. And we would be protected.
Right, right. But
so I think that's the idea behind, in what I understand is that's the idea behind is I go for protection to eliminate the fear. And then I'm not thinking about harm or defending myself by hurting someone else, and then harm doesn't happen.
Yeah, well said, well said, yeah, well said. Well said, yeah, well said. Yeah, very good, well said. Yeah. So I used to get, you know, kind of afraid, you know, so like when I sleep by myself, you know, most of the time I eat by myself, wherever I go. No, so I probably live by myself, you know, alone. Sometimes, you know, you get kind of like afraid. Then you become very alert. You are like fully aware. Not just aware, fully aware, you know, like every single noise that you hear, usually you don't hear. Every single noise that you hear that. So then that's the noise, that's perceptions. So then the perception that's kind of bind with that noise, then after that's projections. Maybe that's reality, there's one noise, then you make four or five noise. Like that sounds like someone's walking. So you get afraid. So then, you know, like, I thought, you're going to die anyway. If someone wants to eat me, just go ahead and eat, you know. So, it doesn't matter. It's only a matter of time. I'm going to die anyway. So then, no fear. See? I'm not going to close my door. No, if someone wants to come, just come and eat. So I don't care. So you will die anyway. So, you know. So then, so fear. Yeah, actually it's fear. Because of fear, then people seek protection. You know, if you learn how to manage, eliminate the fear, then protection, it is protection. You don't need protection. It is, you know, you only protect yourself. So anyway, so mind, you know, like, yeah, a lot of problems to create in my mind, a lot of problems created in my mind. So then you said well said, you know, so, but everybody's like, but you know, unfortunately that's not the case, you know, people do harm people, so protection, so, so this is what you do, like, to make connection with the protections according to teachings, then you make, you know, offerings. So offerings to not just protector whom you regard as something high and the evil, something you look down, to both you make offerings. You make, you know, you be kind to both of them. So then, you know, so that's the one way to overcome from fear, okay? So now this one, then I'll probably stop this one. Chala Kangdu Gomla Jo is not here. Did it translate here? Chala Kangdu Gomla Jo. Gom means meditations. Chala Kangdu Gomla Jo. Tell me, like, right away. You don't just wait right away. You try to, no matter what kind of circumstance you encounter, right away, you have to put into meditation to protect yourself. Protect yourself. Tala kandu gumra juice. tell me, you know, immediately, right away, you know, like you don't like, probably don't react right away, you just take time, pause and think, and you, yeah, then you, meditation, gong meditation doesn't mean, you know, sit like this all the time. But if you think about meditation means you have to sit like this, that's wrong. Meditation, you don't have to sit down. You couldn't be doing something same time you are meditating. No, you can be doing something same time you are meditating. Meditation is something that you can do throughout the day. You don't have to sit down. So when you do single point in meditation, then of course, then you need to sit down. If moving around will become distractions. It distracts you, moving around, walking around. So when you do single point in meditation, what do you do? So then you just sit comfortably, and you're trying to place all your mental attentions on one single object. One single object. It can be anything. It can be flower, can be color, can be anything. You just, so you know, you are thinking, not it's like you are not thinking. You are thinking, but you are thinking one thing, not like 100 things. You are thinking one thing, and you're trying to place all your attention on that. So that requires, probably sitting. That's called single point meditation. That's how, like, be present. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Be within, be present. You can be present, you can be within yourself if you don't focus. And unfortunately, you can be within if you don't focus. Also, that requires mindfulness. Mindfulness itself is not single-pointed meditations. It is a part of single-pointed meditations. In order to do single-pointed meditations, you need mindfulness. Without mindfulness, you can't focus. You cannot focus. Mindfulness itself is not single-pointed meditations. For the sake of knowledge, it needs to be very clear. So then, something similar on juice. Right now, you are controlled by your thought. Your thought, your mind. Is that true? Is that true that you are controlled by your mind? Or you control your mind? You are controlled by your elephant. Yes. Your elephant tells you what to do, where to go, what to say, what not to do. If that elephant is calm and peaceful, oh, that's very good news. So unfortunately, that elephant is not calm all the time. You sit down and you think one thing. You think just one thing. First, you need to look. Whatever you're going to think, you need to look. Then you have to create the mental image. So then that's where you focus. Mental image, not through eye, but focus your mental image. So then, that is like, that's like tying the elephant to that object. Otherwise, elephant will run everywhere. Or go to flea market, then come back to, then go to Target, then go to Whole Foods, and go to, do all kinds of things. It's on the move. It's on the move all the time. Even in the sleep, it's still moving. So that elephant needs to be tied. If you want to enjoy peace of mind, calm mind, peace of mind, you need to learn how to catch that elephant and tie that elephant, not with 100 different things, with one thing. You need to tie that elephant with one thing. Maybe after like 30 seconds, the elephant will say, let's go to somewhere else. Then you need to tell, no, you are going to stay here. Next 2 minutes, you are going to stay here. Sunday, similar on juice. So that the power of single-pointed meditation will help you to overpower yeah. of your thought. Now elephant don't power you, you power elephant. Sunday similar on juice, Yavutes. single-pointed meditation is like almost like king. The rules everybody in his in kingdom. So in our kingdom, there's many, many things, many, many different figures, you know, like whole, like Senate. Senate, talking, meeting all the time, like all kind of thought, like, it's all quite amazing. Every single day, how many thoughts rise? Even if we can count, how many thoughts rise? Single-pointed meditation, when you do single-pointed meditation, it's not that hard to do. Not hard to do, that you can do, everybody can do. You don't have to become monk, you don't have to become Buddhist, everybody can do. You don't have to believe in religions, you can do single-pointed meditation. Everybody can do, you know, so how to do? Just think one object. That's how you do, just think one object. So then, you know, probably mind will play all kinds of tricks. You know, if you want to think about red, mind starts to think about yellow, all kinds of things, but you need to put effort to bring it back. So then you eventually become better and better. Then you will be very aware all the time. You'll be very mindful. Then in the beginning, it seems like more thought rising, but that's not true. The thought are rising all the time. Now you are more aware. Before, you are not aware. No. It's very interesting. Did you see that, like, some kind of short video? There's a bunch of people there playing basketball. What do you call? It's like some kind of test for mindfulness.
The gorilla?
Yes.
Yeah, the gorilla.
You saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
White shirts and black
shirts. That's kind of like mind-blowing. Kind of shocks you, you know? That's quite like, it's not something tiny like this. Yeah, if it's tiny like this, you can hardly see. It's like huge, running between. What happened? You don't see that. Wow, wow, wow. Because your mind is busy with, because what they ask you to focus on? You can say something here.
Count the number of cats.
Huh?
Count the number of cats, white shirts.
Oh, so that's what they ask you to look, focus. Then you are so busy with focusing there, all of a sudden there's big gorilla. How did you didn't see? How? That's like shocking. It's not like tiny, like, you know, running between legs. It's the huge. Run 2 times, 3 times, back and forth. You don't see. Yeah. It's kind of hard to believe that. Then people, somebody point at that, you say, how come that I don't see? This like, yeah. Because I'm saying, you can't say, or you can't say, I don't see. It doesn't mean it's not there. Maybe it's there, maybe you don't pay attention, that's why you don't see. You can't say, oh, this is not there because I don't see. That's not good answer. That's not good answer. That's not enough. That's not a good answer, you know. Maybe so many things happening. That we don't, our mind is busy with always something, so we don't see. No. Single-pointed meditation, you know, so then you are aware, you become more mindful. So then, all the thoughts that rise, then you know them, then you know how to scan them. No, so then in a lot of them, someday, semla, ongjur, someday, single-pointed, what do you call meditation? What do you call? Single-pointed, power of focus or single-pointed meditation is that you rule all these thoughts that rise. You rule all of them. They don't rule you, you rule them. Then you become like king of your thought. You become the king of your elephant. Not the elephant become the king of you. So then, you know, shama miyori ombushis. If you decide to place on something, it will be there. It will be there. If you decide to leave that elephant on one single object, elephant will be there. Oh. Shamam Yo Ryu. It's not just going to be there, it's going to be there firm as mountain. Mountain nobody can shake. It's not going to be like a piece of paper. It's going to be there, it's like firm as a mountain. You place on one object, it's going to be there firm as a mountain. Someday some jabu the shamam yo ryongbush, it's going to be like mountain on that object. If you let it go, elephant go, it will only go to good things. Oh, good thing. Pana girili bakula juice. It will only do good things. What that brings, it will bring well-balanced physical body, it will bring well-balanced mind. Well-balanced mind, well-balanced body. Make sense? All the elements inside the body is well-balanced, it creates comfort. If the mind has been well-balanced, that means very flexible. It's not uptight, it's now become flexible. Or you could say one way you can say flexible, another way you can say well balanced. Well balanced mind, that brings comfort. Oh. So that comfort eventually brings pliancy, physical pliancy, mental pliancy. Oh. Dejim is great. Joy. It brings great joy. It's hard to say the physical body, I'm not sure, like joy. Physical joy, I'm not sure, like, is there such a thing called physical joy?
Ecstasy?
Huh?
I said ecstasy, that's probably not about
it. What is ecstasy?
Physical joy,
you know. So I'm not sure, like, now Ken is like, sorry. So upside down. Listen, this is the decente, so. There's the whole idea of yoga, doing yoga make your body more flexible. Flexible, then you stretch. Same. You're trying to reach balance. Now it's imbalanced because it's tight. That's why you're trying to reach balance. Well, yoga doesn't mean, movement, physical movement. Yoga, there's a Sanskrit word, means like practice, that's all. It means practice, it doesn't mean physical movement. No. So, balance. Because uptight, that's not good, it's tight, that's not good. No, so then, it's not good. So it's same, mind, body, both need to be balanced, well balanced. Lesurua. Same level. Lu, body. Lesurua means balance. Same mind, lesurua means balance. No, like, not upside. Oh. Easy going. Oh, yeah. Talakotu gumra jos. So now, here, why I'm talking about meditation, because is the word is here. Meditation has been mentioned in this line. Every circumstance, so you try to meditate, or like Gomla Jorm is also trying to, every situation trying to combine with meditation. So that's what it means. Talakandu Gomla Jorm, very powerful word. Talakandu Gomla Jorm. So, so that otherwise, so life can be very, very complicated. Itself is already complicated, so then we make ourselves more complicated, our mind, because of our elephants. Elephants make life more complicated, So it doesn't require much to destroy your peace of mind. Doesn't require much. So there's like lack of mindfulness. If you're being not mindful, And somebody says something, finish. Somebody says, somebody did something on the while you're driving, and finish. You know, so somebody take over, finish. You know, just like because of this elephant, because we become very vulnerable. Vulnerable? Venerable or vulnerable? Venerable, both probably, venerable or vulnerable, both. If you be more mindful, we become venerables. If you be not mindful, we become vulnerable because of the elephant. Yeah, you could become vulnerable because of the elephant, you could become venerable because of your mind. Not because of somebody else. Because of your mind, you become holy. You become venerable. Because of your elephant, you become holy. You become venerable. Or because of your mind, because of your elephant. Same, mind means elephant. You know, according to Buddha, according to mind when you text, there's elephant in the room all the time. It's not like once in a while. There's elephant in the room all the time. So it needs to be look out. Look out for elephant. Look out for So then, you know, the benefit. Calm mind, well-balanced mind, well-balanced body, if you focus. Maybe every day, little bit, 30 seconds, 1 minute, and just try. Just try, you know. But require effort. You can say, oh, it's going to be automatic. No, it's not going to be automatic. It requires effort. Just think something. If the elephant is getting out, bring it back. Bring it back. Just try. According to Shamatha teachings, Kama-abiding teachings, that's how you make your mind calm and peaceful. Focus. That's all. Focus. Focus. So that if you can focus 1 second, logically it doesn't make sense why you cannot focus 2 seconds. It requires some effort. So then slowly, you make progress. Steady progress. That is good. Then you know, that's how you balance your mind. Then mind become, the elephant will be well balanced. Well behaved, well balanced. So then that's good. Okay, So that single point is meditation requires sitting. Other meditation does not require sitting. You can be doing something here, something, they're talking to people, doing all kinds of things. It still can be meditation. So now you know what meditation really means. It means watching elephant. Oh, that you can do all day long. You can watch your elephant, okay? Yeah, so now let us say that our elephant is well trained. Huh? Well trained? Yeah, that's good news. So then next Sunday, probably next Sunday, so then I will explain, presentation of lifetime practice in summary. So that's the next Sunday. Presentation of lifetime's practice in summary. Oh, next Sunday, okay? Oh, yeah. So then we'll do, if you don't mind, no, but you don't have to sit, we are going to do 21 Thara praises for the centers and for everybody who comes here every week, Sunday, Monday, or there's many different class. So we do that for that, you know, to all the people who walk through the centers. So then we do for well-being of them, those people who went through the center, and not just that, and all, you know, all living beings. So then we recite our 21 Thara praises. So then, of course, any obstacles to host Light of the Path retreat again here at the Kadamba Center. So any obstacles there, so then to remove, say, okay, maybe we'll say 21 Thara praises. So. But please don't feel like you have to sit. So you are free to go and also free to participate. Okay.
How many rounds?
1 million.
1 million?
Okay. This was just beginning the one.
One, okay. So in the gold prayer book, turn to page 191. And if you have the white binder, turn to the green colored page. And we'll praise this to 21 Tars, 191. From your sublime abode, the Potala, O Tara, born from the green lotus, your crown adorns Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all heart destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous. From from opening demons of the Lord of Zeros, your bone lotus. Homage, she whose fate combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with red rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus. Waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerity, patience, meditation, her skin. Homage, crown of Tathagata, action, triumph without limits, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Duttara, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to support all beings. Homage, worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhava's yakshas, homage with their threatened head sound, destroying post magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is there of all and homage at the heart her finger, adorn her with spiritual mudra, larvae masses all excited, all directions feels adorned. Her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, purple laughing with Duttara, subjugating Mara's David. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her humankind, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned as crescent, moon on onomous, moon shining, Amitabha in her hair, not sending out much light eternal. Homage, she must speak the blaze like eon deading Parabat, as left and joy surround, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven doubles she does come. Homage, happy, precious, peaceful, she who feels her speech nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to Re with teeth letter of the shape of syllable whom Bhakta Santin shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mic wound of Devale. That's why Sour and Thakma and Pit, totally dispelling poison. Homage to gods and their kings in the Kinaras do on, armored in our joyful splendor. She dispels their dreams and comfort. Homage, she who's two eyes bright with radiance of sun and boom, with Sahara and Tutade, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures. Yourselves of the sphere, yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Now we have the gold prayer book, flip back to page 190, and we'll read the prayer of the benefit. 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativity, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Now for the dedication, turn to page 246 and 247, we'll read the dedication prayer from Master Shanti Deva's Bodhi Karyapatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind weighed down by repression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water, delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now flick back to two pages, 244 and 245 for these short long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrei Dikchenzen Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And on page 245, the bottom, the one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapan Glisten Boy, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back to the other side. You uphold the subduers from our way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Marjana's victorious doctrine, the masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, very good, wonderful. So any announcement?
Yes, a couple.
Couple, okay. Otherwise, I'm going to say some mantra. Okay.
Go ahead, Keshwan.
Going to say, no, it takes only 2 minutes, okay. Going to say some mantras for some of them for your health and some of them to prevent untimely death and some of them just to hear the mantras to clear the course to be born in the higher realms, okay. Oh, it takes only 2 minutes, so you can just meditate, I would say, just hearing the mantras, that's, some of them for health, some of them for your long, healthy, happy life. Gobara jo jo de 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 de
So just a couple of quick words about things coming up this week. We have lost several members in the last month. So tomorrow at noon, we're having a Medicine Buddha Puja, and we are dedicating that in particular for the benefit of Jared Citrin. He's a member. He usually sat right about where Jill is sitting right now, young man in his early 30s who died quite suddenly. And also for Jose Moreno. He was a very close friend of our member, Julie Cattell, and he also died quite suddenly. Also on Friday evening at 7 o'clock, we will be having a special memorial service for Shanti Latimer, a longtime member of the center, very active in our prison project here. And this will be a special type of memorial service for her benefit. Shanti has requested that if you come, please wear purple. It's her favorite color. So we're going to celebrate her life Friday evening. And then on Saturday, we're going to have we do a monthly Tara practice, and we've moved it up to 1 o'clock in the afternoon to make it easier for people to come if you want to, and you could still go out and have dinner and a date. And we're going to be bringing all the Tara statues from the altar here and creating a special altar in the center of the room, clearing out space so we can circumambulate while we recite praises to the 21 Taras. So that's all coming up. I see Kim standing back here, and she's going to be leading the orientation for new members. Yeah, new member meeting. If you're interested in becoming a member, then meet with her in the back of the room. And Joey's peeking in the door, and Joey's going to he's here to. If you're interested, Losar is coming up next month, and if you want to learn the traditional dances that we do on Losar, Joey's got a clue, and he'll show us how to do that. Don't be afraid. This chunky old body can manage it, and it's a lot of fun. So he's going to be showing how to do that, I think, out in the lobby after the teachings, and he'll be teaching that every Sunday between now and Losar, so do join in. And then I have a special announcement. About 10 years ago, we requested of Geshe-la's teacher, who we have his photo here, Kenshin Rinpoche, Jetsun Lobsang Delek. We asked him if we could have a long life prayer for Geshe-la, and he advised us to say 200,000 as a community, 200,000 Tara mantras each year. And then later, when Geshe Sangpo also became one of our precious resident teachers, he allowed us to also include Geshe Sangpo in those mantras. And so this year, just to make sure we were keeping up with fulfilling his wishes and advice, we put a counter on our website, and people were adding their mantras onto that counter. So I'm really happy to tell you that for the long, happy, healthy lives of our precious teachers, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Tsongpo, in 2018, Kadampa Center members recited 850,639 Green Tara Mantras.